And please, you may be comfortably seated. The sight of the vision that birthed this commission still seems to me like yesterday. I saw an array of afflicted and buffeted people, battered and beaten, deformed, in rags, and I heard them groaning for rescue. It was so much. I began to cry. I couldn't withstand the groanings. I was sobbing life. I wasn't asleep. And I said, "Why, Lord?" He said, "And from the beginning it was not so. But why all this, Jesus?" He said, "And now the hour has come to liberate the world from all oppressions of the devil, and I'm sending you to undertake this task." I didn't send myself. So what you see happening here is the one that sent me proving that he did. So whatever that God can do, as you put your faith on the line, your faith will make it happen. Whatever this God that we are told, this mighty God, this story-changing God can do, and we can know what he can do from what he did in his world. He hasn't changed. If you could bring out a 4-day dead man already in the grave, he can do anything that we care to believe him for. Put your faith on the line. Is your night. Somebody touch me and say, "We are all strong in you." It's not just being there. Are you tapping? And we tap by faith, not by a look. You tap by faith. You tap by faith. He said, "Thy faith, not thy touch, has drawn virtue from me and has made you whole." Thy faith. Faith is the only way to tap into the virtue that heals and sets free. Keep your faith on the line. Listen to this. People have always rested on the praying end. No matter the anointing or the anointed, without faith on the receiving end, nothing will happen. Jesus, the most anointed, stepped into Nazareth. He could there do no mighty works, and he marveled at their unbelief. The receiving end requires faith for delivery. Ameku Kaneru, Ayetianuga. People have always said, "He prayed for me. He's supposed to pray for me. Pray for me. And I'm not healed." We were in one service in those days. Someone said, "I went to this church, I wasn't here. Went to this church, I wasn't here." I said, "Stop that." I stood, I couldn't stand. He was sharing testimony. I said, "The same Jesus in those places is the same Jesus here. The same you the day you believed, the day you were healed. So don't tell me there's another Jesus here." It's your faith. The receiving end is the missing end now. So the virtue is flowing. But receiving end is not in touch. So nothing flows. You've laid hands on several people in your life. Some get healed. Some can't get nothing. Because they wanted money to go for treatment. So your prayer for them didn't make any meaning. "Give me money, my friend. I need to go for it." Mind your end of this deal. He will surprise you tonight. Mind your end of this transaction. He will surprise you tonight. In the name of Jesus. Mind your end of it. We are in for the best of time. Because the unusual will happen here. We have seen people out of the mortuary here after embalmment. Same God is still on the throne. Today, whatever is dead or dying in your body or around your life will bounce back to life. They said to Jesus, by this time he stinks. He's already stinking. Christ said, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? No matter how deadly the issue, if thou wouldest believe, you will see the glory of God. If you will believe, you will see the glory of God. Tonight is that night in your life. Christ was given the Holy Spirit without measure, so the anointing is unquestionable. He's the living one, not that he has revelation, he's the living one. Yet, he couldn't deliver what he carried in Nazareth. And he marveled not at the devil, at their own belief. He marveled at their own belief. He marveled at their own belief. We went on part one this morning on the supernatural power of faith. And now we just run through part two of it. And get ready. It's your hour. Now, don't wait for the time to pray. Jesus went about their synagogues, teaching and healing all manner of sickness and diseases. He was teaching in Luke 5:17, and the power of God was oozing forth from the world to heal them. Jesus is the living word. So when your faith taps into the word you are hearing, as light breaks forth, your healing is settled in. Tonight is your night. Tonight is your night. Tonight is your night. It shall be bye-bye to every form of sickness and disease. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Faith is the mystery behind the triumph of the saints. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. 1 John 5:4. Whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. Being born of God does not make him an overcomer. He overcomes by faith. His faith makes him overcome the challenges of this life. So no born-again child of God is permitted to live a defeatist life. You have a heritage of triumphant living by reason of redemption. You have the heritage of triumphant living by reason of redemption. Tonight is your night. As light breaks forth, faith is triggered. And as faith is triggered, the supernatural flows. Expect the flow of that virtue in your life that will settle every unsettled area. What makes faith a mystery? One, faith is not a belief system like the psychologists will think. Bible, faith is a spiritual weapon. It's a spiritual weapon. It's listed among the whole armor of God. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith to be able to quench all the fiery darts of the devil. It has capacity to handle every attack from anywhere. With landslide victory. Unchequered triumph. It's a dreaded weapon in the world of the spirit. Faith will disarm your enemies after they don't exist. You take the shield of faith. It's Ephesians 6 and verse 16. Number two, faith draws on the power of God to accomplish the impossible. Somebody touch me. Luke chapter 8. I said, we're all struggling, you, Peter said. Oh, you say somebody touch me. He said, virtue is gone out of me. And the woman, knowing that it could not be hidden, came forth and said, this is why I taught you, sir. Faith draws on the power of God to accomplish the impossible. She spent 12 years, all her living was wasted, to stop the flow of blood. It didn't. Nothing happened. But faith came on the line and the flow of blood ceased instantly. No matter how long you have stayed with that plague, it's stopping right now. God delivered Daniel from the den of lion because he believed in his God. That's how much enormous power is in faith. Live lion, hungry lion, with free food, but couldn't dare it because he believed in his God. Daniel 6 and verse 23. No matter what consumes the world, it will be minus you. Faith strengthens the believers to command the supernatural. Hebrews 11:11, through faith, Hannah received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age because she judged God faithful who had promised. She received strength through faith. Faith strengthens the believers to command exploits, things never seen. He said, those who do know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. Faith strengthens the believers. They became valiant in fight. They turned the armies of the aliens to flight. They stopped the mouth of lions. They quenched the furnace of fire. Women receive their dead back to life. Faith strengthens. When faith is at work, your spiritual strength is in place to dare the undearable. And forcefully deliver your desire. Faith is not a principle, it's not an ideology. Faith is a mystery. 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 19. Hold in faith and a good conscience, which some, having put away concerning faith, have made a shipwreck. Raw faith, raw miracle. Raw faith, raw miracle. Unadulterated faith, raw miracle. Faith without mixture, raw miracle. We saw Abraham, the faith man, went to battle at that age, led his army to war. He commanded the battle, and they won the victory. Faith strengthens the believer spiritually. If your strength fails in a day of battle, then your strength is small. Proverbs 24 and verse 10. Strong faith will ride the storms with ease. Faith strengthens the believer to command exploits. Next, faith provokes the healing power of God that makes whole. When faith comes alive, sickness and disease took off. They will take off. They have no choice. Virtue is gone out of me. And immediately, the flow of blood stopped. That incurable disease today will stop. That plague without any medical solution will cease. Faith has capacity to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. What is unique about Bible faith? While Bible faith is of the heart and not of the head, with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. If you say to this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in your heart, or shall believe that the things you say will come to pass, or shall whatsoever you say. Bible faith is domiciled in the heart, not in the head. Is domiciled in the heart, not in the head. Romans 10:10. Faith establishes the believer's active partnership with the invisible God, thereby empowering us to do the impossible. We are told Moses saw God who is invisible and we saw him doing the impossible in the land. Faith establishes our partnership with the invisible God, thereby empowering us to command the impossible. God is so real. Faith makes God real to the believer. Faith makes God real to the believer. Faith makes God real to the believer. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 24. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he had respect for the recompense of the reward. 27. By faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing God who is invisible. Faith thrives on what eyes cannot see. 1 Corinthians 4:17. Why we look not at the things which are seen? Because the things that are seen are temporal. 1 Corinthians, chapter 4, verse 17. But the things that are not seen, they are eternal. We look at not the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things we are not seen, they are eternal. They are eternal. They are eternal. The faith that works is God speaking to you from his word. Rhema faith is the base of raw faith. Raw faith. He has appeared to me separately from his word, and he does that. It's everybody's right. The Lord appeared again to Samuel, and he did by his word. By his word. I myself took your infirmity and I bore your sicknesses. What? He appeared. You have two eyes. Can you make one to look up and one to look down? He appeared. Stand up and follow me. He appeared. And appeared with the word. Faith sees the invisible God. Faith partners with the invisible God to command impossible things. That's Bible faith. But thou shalt not borrow. Came to me raw, not from a book. I said, why? Because the borrower is servant to the lender. Why, Lord? You cannot serve two masters. You have to choose one and despise the other. I took a vow then, October 4, 1981. My God. Partnership with the invisible God. Empowering us to command the impossible. I have not been tempted to. I don't know how to apply for it. A new piano, a nekeno, is so difficult to teach except if you encounter him. You encounter him and he dissolves it. You can't see any trouble in it. Somebody's story is changing. Without saying God is invisible, we won't come to this place. Like, we won't come here forever. No, how? How? You have no budget? May your spiritual eyes be open. Tonight, to start saying the invisible God from the pages of scriptures. I And it's starting right now. It's starting right now. It's starting right now. Now, first big time question. I ask you to write some things when you're coming in tonight, wherever you may be. Do you believe that Jesus is up to delivering that to you tonight? Will he be any more powerful tomorrow than tonight? Will he be more loving tomorrow than he is tonight? Can you be ready for salvation tonight? And God said, no, I've had enough today. The day you are set, God is set. Every day is God's day. The day you believe is your day. May today be your day indeed. It said in Proverbs 3:27, it said, withhold not good from them to whom that is due, when it is in the power of thy hand to do it. Say not to thy neighbor, go and come again, and tomorrow I will give, when thou hast it by you. Now, question. Does God have the answer to that question in his hand? All you and I will need is to put your faith on the line to lay hold on the answer. He has it now. He said, behold, now is the accepted time. Today is the day of salvation. Every day is God's day. This will be a night you will much remember in your life. Whatever you don't want will leave you alone tonight. Whatever makes men ask where is your God will be taken off your life tonight. Whatever makes you a mockery among men will be turned around tonight. There is no irreversible case with faith. There is no too late case with Bible faith. Every time faith comes alive, God steps in. Every time faith comes alive, God steps in. If you had been here, our brother would not have died. He said, I'm never late. Bible faith is never late for delivery. Whenever your faith comes alive, Bible faith steps in to deliver. Bible faith steps in to deliver. There is no closed case with faith. There is no closed case with faith. There is no closed case with faith. Someone had mouth cancer here, and they returned him from America, returned her from America because they couldn't help anymore. She carried that smelly mouth. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. He appeared to him in the night and ripped that stuff from his mouth. Woke up in the morning. That's not stage four, that's stage last. Stage last. Stage last. There is no closed case with Bible faith. There is no irreversible case with Bible faith. Medical science has no final say on your state of health. Jesus has the final say. Yeah. The economy has no final say on your well-being. The covenant has the final say. In the precious name of Jesus, you won't miss tonight. If you wrote anything down anywhere around the world, put it down on the floor where you are seated and expect it to come under your feet and to be bruised and reduced to vanity. Whatever it may be, said the Lord, we bruise Satan under your feet shortly. Under your feet shortly. Take prophetic instructions, walk into your liberty. Take prophetic instructions and walk into your liberty. Take prophetic instructions and walk into your liberty. There are many people called barren, you are just being released. Some are carrying generational curses, it's just been broken now. Some have been oppressed by the devil, you are just being set free now. Whatever gets on this floor today comes under your feet for life. Comes under your feet for life. Comes under your feet for life. Cancer is humiliated tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Can I have you say with me, there is no irreversible case with Bible faith. There is no irreversible case with Bible-based faith. Amen. Next, Bible faith unleashes its power through the tongue. Through where? It has its base in the heart, but unleashes its power through the tongue. I give to you a mouth and wisdom that none your adversary can resist nor gainsay. With the heart, man believes. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation, to rescue. Salvation means rescue. Tonight is your night. As powerful as that Bible faith is, it we only deliver through the engagement of our tongue. Our tongue. Our tongue. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. What to believe in the heart is great. What to declare is what is delivered. What to declare is what is delivered. You believe in the heart so that when you declare it, you won't shake in your heart. You believe in the heart. But until you declare it, it will never be delivered. It will never be delivered. What to believe in the heart is great. But only what to declare with your mouth without a shaking in your heart is delivered. Mark 11:23. It has to be declared before it can be delivered. It has to be declared before it can be delivered. It has to be declared before it can be delivered. We were 2 months to dedicating this place. The Lord appeared to me. I was in Kano. It took me 6 days to create the world and the fullness thereof. I will not need 2 months to finish an ordinary building. 2 months! Too much. I came down and I said, keep saying this after me. 2 months too much. 2 months too much. 2 months too much. All the angels in heaven came down. Within 2 months, we are done. We didn't do it, though. We did it. The faith that delivers requires this tongue for delivery. Bible faith cannot deliver outside your tongue. I can't be saying that. What if I say it? It didn't happen. That's why it won't happen. It won't happen until you can say it. Amen. If you will say it and not doubt in your heart, no devil can stop it from happening. In the precious name of Jesus, you're walking into your long-awaited liberty tonight. Somebody said to me years ago, he said, I normally have headache. I said, if it's normal, it won't go. That means you have accepted it as part of your package. It's not normal. No discomfort is normal. No pain is normal. No ache is normal. Therefore, expect every abnormality to clear off your system finally tonight. Somebody believe that? Let me hear your loudest amen. Faith is not an ideology. Faith is not it's not a belief system. Faith is a mystery of the kingdom that puts believers on top of situations of life. Before we step into the ministration tonight, please know there are no private revelations in the kingdom. What I tell you in secret, shout ye on housetops. Matthew 16:27. What I say to you, I say to all. Mark 13:37. Every truth of scriptures applies to whosoever believes. No private revelations in scriptures. I saw a demonstration of Ephesians 2:6 and Ephesians 1:20-21 from the testimony of Smith Wigglesworth. I bought into it. It began to answer the same time, not the following day, the same time. The same time. The same time. No private revelations in the kingdom. Every truth of scriptures applies to whosoever believes. Whosoever believes, whosoever believes, whosoever believes. Secondly, there are no private testimonies in the kingdom. Every testimony is a pointer to what is available to you if you're interested. Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever. They are the rejoicing of my heart. Every testimony is a pointer to you. Your own is available in case you're interested. Your own is available in case you're interested. Your own is available if you're interested. In case you're interested, your own is available. Every testimony applies to whosoever will receive and believe it. Glory to God. Well, the miracle baby delivery here, 69 and 72, husband and wife. God is never late. God is never late. One of our daughters here went out after Sunday service and took a little book, Word Encounter Testimonies, and sat down there outside the tent and read it. She was looking for a job. Tuesday she got a job. It was a Sunday. Through the testimonies of others, a testimony came. Whatever God has ever done on this ground, by his word, that you truly receive and believe, you are taking your own tonight. First Shiloh, a woman was there at the faith entrance, crippled for 23 years. She wangled her way up by the power of God without anybody praying on her. It's a healing ground. A dead child came alive in Kogi State last year as the world was going on. Right? They brought the dead child to church for Shiloh. God's word came out from Kenya and traveled down there and got him free. Someone got healed of full-blown blood cancer all the way from here to America. God. It's the same God. As the Lord lives. Because Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Whatever you have seen him do at any time, as you read in scriptures and in testimonies, expect your own packet tonight. Expect your own packet tonight. This is where our problem lies. If your strength fails in the day of battle, then your strength is small. So keep building your faith against these stormy days so you won't cow when the storms rise. Keep building your faith. Don't assume it. Faith never grows on assumption. Faith grows on cultivation. Don't assume your faith. Build it against these stormy days. We were going somewhere and then we lost one engine in the aircraft. And I saw the plane was slowing down, so I went in to ask the pilot what's going on. He said, "We just lost one engine." I said, "Turn back now. Turn back to Lagos." Now, his head was oozing sweat like a fountain. I was too relaxed. I got back to the top and I said, "Hey, would you like to have some snacks?" Yeah. I think Casey was there. Were you on that flight? To Kano. God save your life. Amen. May 4, 1998. You can't build faith in the midst of that storm. You have built it before the storm.
Yes, sir.
If I shook that day, you are gone. Crazy. So I got into the cabin. I said, "Hey, folks, would you like to have some snacks?" They said, yeah. I didn't tell them anything happened. So they started eating on the devil's head. And I was eating too. Not that I was shaking my head. They will find out why am I praying that hard. I was the one leading in the eating. We were feasting in the midst of the storm. Build your faith before the storms arise, or you will cow. That's your problem is. Faith doesn't jump on people. You build it. He said, "Your faith groweth exceedingly." You build your faith. You grow your faith. You don't wish your faith. You grow it. Having had quite some bit of the word of faith in your life, and having had the things we have had since we gathered here, expect a full-blown delivery of your package tonight. Remember, the prayer of faith cannot deliver without the faith of the recipient at work. Get your faith on the line. It is the faith of individuals that determines the delivery of his miracle. Get your faith on the line. He laid hands on them and said, "According to your faith, be it done unto you." So every miracle is according to the faith of the individual receiving it. Every miracle. Every miracle. Have mercy, said I hear. Do you believe that I, the man, am able to do this? Every miracle must answer the faith question before delivery. Every miracle must answer the faith question before delivery. Every miracle. Now, I'm speaking to my co-laborers, ministers, and ministers. Don't be the healer. You'll be frustrated, sir. Because you are not. You are not the healer. No. Don't enforce healing. No. No. Don't enforce healing. Don't mimic healing. When Papa says, somebody gave a testimony, very interesting. He said, when something happened in their family, and he said, this is what Papa said. So he said, nothing happened. The wife said, look, you haven't grown to where Papa is speaking from. It's life. You grow your faith. Grow your faith. If you don't grow, you will fake it. You will be faking it until they know you are a false prophet. Grow your faith. I can't put into your hand what your faith is not ready for. No. Matthew 10:41. Whosoever receives the prophet in the name of a prophet, he shall receive what the prophet carries. You can't assess what a prophet carries without believing in the prophet. You can't assess it. All the people God lined on my path, every prayer they prayed over me, I called them verbatim. They are in my spirit. Not that I just had one of those prayers. They are in my spirit. I see her, this hand will never know dryness. I heard it by myself. It doesn't know dryness. November, it is 70 now. From today, he said to me, before the knees arise, the supplies will be waiting. 1990. And it's still happening to tomorrow. Any prokianoa, a cantanoia, a monotiskia. It's not the anointing on the anointed, but the faith of the recipient. The faith of the recipient. It's not the goodwill of the anointed. It's not enough. Your faith is required for delivery. Your faith is. All his uncles were there. In Nazareth, everybody is related because it's a small village. All his uncles were left sick. Those who are to die, they die. When Jesus, the resurrection of the life, was in their midst. So put your faith on the line. It's your turn. I said, it's your turn. It's your turn. He who did not give his spare his own son, but gave him over to us, how much more will he freely give us all things? So if you have received the son, you are entitled to freely all things. All things. Every good thing is your entitlement in Christ. How many of them? Mark 7:11. Every good thing is your entitlement in Christ. Tonight, your marital destiny is settled. Tonight, your career issue is settled. Tonight, your family issue is settled. Tonight, the health of your children, they are settled. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Tonight, nightmare comes to an end in your life. Tonight, every terminal disease that may have come with anyone to Shiloh, anywhere around the world, those terminal diseases are terminated tonight. For if then ye being evil know how to give good things unto their children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give good things to them that ask him? Good things are our entitlement in Christ. They are not our ambition. They are our heritage in Christ. Good things. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Amen. The young lion suffer want and hunger did that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come and say with me, every good thing of life is my entitlement in Christ. Now, big question. What you wrote, is it a good thing? Is God up to it tonight? Do you believe that Jesus Christ of Nazareth has power to make it happen tonight? Then it has happened. 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 Then your own has happened. Then your own has happened. We were in Bauchi for a crusade in 1987, and a woman came in from Jos for that crusade and got back home in the morning to Jos and told the husband, "I'm pregnant." Ah, between yesterday and now? And that was it. She received it by faith, declared with her mouth, and she became pregnant. Barrenness ended. So when they ask you from now about that issue, how far, what do you say? It is done. What do you say? God has done it. What do you say? God. What do you say? Because you shall have whatsoever you say. Every good thing is my entitlement in Christ. Every good, let that go with you tonight. Every good thing is your right in Christ. Every good thing. Aribolo tasiga, elo pranglara koneko. Every good thing. Every good thing. Every good thing. Lift up your right hand. Bless the name of the Lord. Every good thing is your entitlement in Christ. God has it today, He wants to come back for it tomorrow. You are due for every good thing of life. Christ has given us all things that are made for life and godliness. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. Very quickly, before God releases your packages, someone is here tonight. You are not born again yet. How much more will your heavenly Father give good things to them that ask Him? It has to become your Father. Because good things, before good things can become your entitlement, He has to become your Father. A good man leaves an inheritance for his children. He has to become your Father because you can have an inheritance with him. If you are here tonight, anywhere around the world, at Shiloh 2023, and you know it's not your Father yet, no get crash, you know. I know my sheep and I call them by name. I know my sheep. Oh. And I call them by name. If it's not your Father yet, this is your night. Don't let the package of tonight miss you. If it's not your Father yet, you better come in now. Or if you have walked away, you better return now. Until you return, you cannot be restored. Until you return, your inheritance cannot be restored. You have to return to be restored. You have to return. If you never return, you will down the field. He will die among the pigs. They will eat him up. Now listen. It's not only the saved who knows that they are saved. God knows those who are saved. I know my sheep. I call them by name. I know them. I know them. I know them. Does God know you? Are you one of his children? You can become one tonight. We are not yet. If you are in doubt, then you are not. Praise God. If you are in doubt, then you are not. I don't want to miss tonight because it's your night. Tonight is your night. Some are already swimming in their inheritance right now. Tonight is your night. Whatever is not good is not God. Whatever is not good around your life is not God. Whatever is not good 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 is not God. struggling to sleep, struggling to wake, it's not God. Getting drowsy as you wake up and you take time, you are not a drunkard, it takes so much time to be balanced. It's not God. Dozing away in prayer, it's not God. Reading the Bible without being able to feed on the word of life, it's not God. Quickly, if you want to become a child of God tonight and become a partaker of the inheritance of the Father, your Father God, stand to your feet. Everywhere around the world, Jesus, save my soul tonight, stand to your feet. Jesus, forgive my sins tonight, stand to your feet. Everywhere around the world, stand to your feet. You want to say, Jesus, save my soul tonight, stand to your feet. Jesus, I'm returning back home tonight, stand to your feet, wherever you are. God bless you, God bless you, and God bless you. It's a very serious matter. This is where the trouble lies. You need to be adopted into the beloved before you can access the inheritance of the Father. Everybody needs to. Thank you, Jesus. Now, everybody standing around the world, please make your way to the altar area. Everyone, wherever we are gathered around the world today, make your way to the altar area. In the same way, hold it here in Canaan land, please hold it at the Faith Tabernacle. Wait, hold it. Let them hold it, please. Don't come out yet. Don't come out yet. Take your Bible, take your bag, and come to the front. If you are here in Canaan land and you don't have a friend of yours by your side, take your Bible, take your in case you don't know where you stood up from. So you won't miss your bag. There are so many bags out there, they are looking for who owns them. So take your bag with you and come straight to the front. Take your Bible along. Come to the front. People don't steal Bible, but you have so many Bibles there now. They don't know where they came from. You stood from one area, you can't locate the place anymore. So please come. 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 You are dedicating your life to Christ tonight. Come. You are accepting Christ as your Lord and Savior tonight. Come. Sing a miracle song, people. Stand to your feet and sing a miracle song. Something is happening around here.
Today is my miracle day. Hey. Today is my miracle day. I will never go back the same. Today is my miracle day. Oh, oh, it's my miracle day.
For everyone among us who has come up tonight across the nations of the world with a genuine heart for salvation, for restoration, your case is settled. Amen. It shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You heard and you came, and as you call on him tonight, you shall be saved. Amen. Please lift up your right hand to heaven. And with your heads bowed, pray this simple prayer of faith after me and let it come from your heart. Say after me, Lord Jesus, save my soul. Forgive me all my sins. Wash me with your blood. I believe you died for me. On the third day you rose again, that I may be justified. Right now, I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. And I believe my sins are now forgiven. I'm justified by your blood. I am saved. I'm born again. I'm restored back to the faith. I am now a child of God. I've become a new creature. All things are passed away. All things have become new. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Amen. Keep your hands up as I pray over you. Jesus, your mercy has answered for these precious souls. Let your grace preserve them. Let no one here return back to their vomit. Amen. Let today mark a change of story they have been longing for. Amen. Thank you for welcoming them into your family. May they become partakers of your inheritance from tonight. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. The grace that brought you in today will keep you for life. No one among us here will miss his steps to heaven. Amen. Grace to live your overcomer's life, receive it right now. Sin shall no more have dominion over you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. For all those who are returning back to Jesus, you won't walk away anymore. Amen. Those who are just coming in today, you will not walk away forever. Amen. So shall it be. Amen. In Jesus' precious name. Congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. I'm sure we had enough time to fill up our little cards, submit them to those church officials around with you, and then get back to your seat. Hallelujah. Give the Lord Jesus a big hand, church. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. One more time, give the Lord Jesus a big hand of praise. He touched me. Yes, he touched me. Now sing that song.
He touched me. He touched me. I know a joy has filled my soul. Something happened and now I know he touched me and made me whole. He touched me,
he touched me,
he touched me,
he touched me.
I know,
I know.
Joy has filled my soul.
you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God speaking said, I'm the Lord that confirmed the words of my servant and performed the counsels of my messengers. I had the word from the Lord that the night is a night of raw miracles. And you are here for your own package. You are returning with it. You are returning with it. You are returning with it. Now stand to your feet, everybody. At this point, let the blind expect to see now. Let the lame expect to walk now. Let the afflicted expect to be set free now. Let the oppressed expect to be liberated now. Pick up those papers from the floor and turn it into words. Turn it into words right now. Words of faith like fire. This is my expectation for manifestation tonight. This is my expectation for your raw intervention tonight. Your ears that have been blocked are opened. Your eyes that are blurred, they are now lightened. Your uncomfortable conditions, in your body, they are now lifted. The burden is shattered. Put your faith on the line, not a cry, but a cry of faith. God does not answer a cry, but a cry of faith. This is my night. Turn it into words. Words of faith like fire. Aribolota Ebekande. Ambra bram 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 katroinoro. Eishiagera in the penkrekonamo. Andabayaka alatrane korobia. No break in the area, aye kande. Abra break in the ruolo. Every devil sitting on your destiny, they are unseated right now. Every Asian across on anyone's life, they are now broken. Arebo de Korea, aye kandolo. That age-long issue is shattered tonight. That terminal disease is terminated tonight. Arebole Krekonaro. In Jesus' precious name, we are praying. Can I help your faith? Please listen. Every time a sent man shows up, the sender shows up. Sir, I'm not here by myself. The one who sent me is standing on this altar. Every time a sent man shows up, the sender shows up. Epukutia nega Allah. Whatever the sender can do gets done when he shows up. I'm sending you to undertake this task of liberating the world from all oppressions of the devil. every time the saint shows up, the sender shows up. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, who sent me, whatever you expect tonight by faith, it is delivered to you. Whatever you expect by faith, take it now for free. Take it now for free. Take your healing now for free. Take your marital destiny for free. Take your spiritual breakthrough for free. Take your career destiny for free. Take your business breakthrough for free. Take your family life back for free. In the name of Jesus. And God, who sent them, was walking with them, confirming the word with signs following. Every time the sign shows up, the sender shows up. Faith is that called thee, who also will do it. He sent me. Because you came here, he sent me to you. And he's standing by to confirm his word in your life. Every item listed is turned to a testimony. Every item listed is turned to a testimony. Every item listed is turned to a testimony. Now, every blind soul begin to see. Every deaf ear be open. Every plague be over. In the name of Jesus. Jesus. Every cripple begin to walk. Every cripple begin to walk. In the name of Jesus. Every confused individual, see light. See your way forward. See a new dawn coming. In the name of Jesus. Every depressed soul be liberated. Be set free. Everyone carrying any generational curse, that curse is now broken. Your captivity is over. Your captivity is over. Your frustration is over. Your depression is over. Your celebration begins now. Every good thing on your list is delivered for a testimony. Every good thing on your list is delivered for a testimony. It has just happened. Your own has just happened. Wherever you may be around the world, your own has just happened. Your own has just happened. Everything dying or dead in you comes back to life. Everything dying or dead in you bounces back to life. Everything dying or dead in you comes back to life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. miracle barren, receive your miracle. The sex you want and the number you want, receive them now. Your miracle job is settled right now. Stagnation is over in your life. In the name of Jesus. Many are set free already. Many got it already. Put that thing on the floor and put your feet on it. You'll never have to ask for it anymore. Put your feet on it. The Lord has bruised those challenges in your life and has turned them to testimony forever. Put your feet on it. He said, the Lord shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. So that situation is bruised under your feet. Your victory is settled forever. Your victory is settled forever. Your victory is settled forever. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Everyone with his faith on the line, your miracle has landed. Your miracle has landed. As you keep celebrating Jesus, find your way to the front and we take your testimonies. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amazing healing waves, rescue waves on ground tonight in all locations around the world. Now begin to sing his praise and begin to march forward wherever you are. Jesus has touched your life. Your healing is settled. The pain is gone. The eyes are open. Your ears are open. Now begin to run to the front as you celebrate him. Hallelujah.
Only you can do what no man can do, Jehovah.
Only you can say what no man can say, Jehovah.